it was decided to introduce something called the community charge, which was became known as the poll tax. And this was a tax whereby it didn't matter how wealthy or poor you were, wherever you lived, you would pay the same amount of tax. Now, you may remember all the way back to the Middle Ages when we did medieval London that in 1381, this had been tried before, this poll tax. And in fact, it was absolutely reviled. And this is King Richard II, who was in fact confronted by the rebels who came from Kent and Essex, who had decapitated the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was one of the architects of the poll tax at that time. And the poll tax was eventually relinquished. But Mrs. Thatcher stood firm on her belief about the virtue of the community charge. And although, of course, she wasn't taken to the Tower of London, it did indirectly result in 1990 in Mrs. Thatcher's downfall. And there we see Mrs. Thatcher, who is addressing the press outside Number 10 Downing Street with a very tearful staff at Number 10 behind her. And we see her departing Number 10 for the very last time in November 1990. So her intransigence about the poll tax had finally seen the end of her. And that brings us to the end of the 1980s. Well, almost. So I'm just going to take a moment to come back, and I just want to share one last thing with you. One moment, everyone. There we are. Let's try it again. Time's everything, isn't it? Okay. That's a photograph taken in 1985. There's a lady on the left-hand side who, along with Mrs. Thatcher, defines the 1980s. Her name's Dame Edna Everidge, and she sort of modelled herself on Mrs. Thatcher, really, with her big hair and her power dressing. Of course, that's the waxwork of Dame Edna Everidge at Madame Tussauds in London. And on the right-hand side is a callow youth of 10 years old who came to London for the very first time with his mum and his aunt and his cousins on a weekend trip. And he stayed at the Royal Scot Hotel in King's Cross, which at that time was still a red light district. And he paid a visit to Madame Tussauds and he met Dame Edna Everidge. And he even got taken on a Jack the Ripper walking tour with a company called London Walks. And who knew that all those decades later, that same callow youth would be with you this evening and enjoying some 7 years with London Walks. So thank you all very much, ladies and gentlemen. As you turn on your videos, if you wish. And thank you all for your attention this evening, as always. And I couldn't help but to finish with that. Can you see, I haven't aged a bit, have I?
Not today.
I thought you were going to come on as Dame Edna.
look at the jacket. I mean, look at it, isn't it? Look at the ski jackets we all used to wear.
80s.
I know. But I'd like to think I was wearing shell suit bottoms at the time, but I'm not. Yes, I'd never been to London. I grew up in Shropshire, and this was my first taste of London at 10 years old. So there we are.
Well, Simon, that was just fantastic. On behalf of everybody, just thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That was magnificent. Yes. So much love in the chat for what you were doing. And actually, the other thing is, so many memories have been inspired. So many people in the chat talking about several people who met Cynthia Payne, people who were at the Royal Wedding. Yeah, I know.
Who met Cynthia Payne? Who met her?
Mary Brindley did, yes, and somebody else.
Mary Brindley, you met Cynthia Payne?
She was a cuffman.
I hope was it in a professional capacity, Mary?
I used to work at the bank at Streatham, and she was a customer, and she was a lovely lady. She used to make me laugh I can tell you some stories. I really can.
Oh, I'd love you to. I thought she was fantastic.
Oh, come on. Who's the guy that lives at Streatham?
It's Tom Hooper, the barrister.
Tom Hooper. Yeah, he lives in Streatham.
A lot of celebrities live in Streatham, but no, she was absolutely lovely.
Sure.
And what's so interesting, I didn't include it really this evening in the presentation, but for those of you particularly that maybe visited London a long time ago, and if you did visit London maybe back in the 1980s, I mean, if you picked up the guidebooks, particularly the North American guidebooks, the Foda's guides and the Gola, you know, they all describe London, I mean, in terribly negative ways. They all describe how shabby it was. And, you know, if you went to Boots the chemist on Piccadilly Circus, you'd see the heroin addicts, you know, stocking up on their mm-hmm. supplies. You know, the hotel accommodation was appalling and often staff were rude. So, hopefully London's changed a bit since.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It didn't have a good reputation, did it? It really did.
Yeah. No. And that leads on quite nicely to the things I'm thinking about talking about next week, which is renewal and regeneration and gentrification and urbanisation and hipsterisation and all the changes that have occurred over the last few years. That's what I'll be doing next week. The return of Red Ken. As well, the millennium and the Olympics. So lots of things to look forward to next week. Couple of questions. Somebody was asking, do people actually live in those pods at Sainsbury's in Camden?
The answer is yes. I don't know who. I don't know. Does anyone know anyone that lives there?
No. And this question about Diana and Fergie, isn't impersonating a police officer a criminal offence?
Well, I suppose it is, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't actually. Does anyone? I know the story. I think that they sort of ended up chickening out in the end, didn't they? I think they just.
Yeah. I think you don't wear the numbers on your sleeve. You're not actually impersonating a police officer.
There were lots of those stripper telegrams dressed as police at that time, weren't there?
There were.
One was on my along the Thames Walk I was doing, and outside the Anchor Pub, and I thought that policewoman's got very high heels. Suddenly, she started to take her clothes off.
Well, Simon, that was amazing. Thank you so much again. I just want to say we have put the A to Z on sale already. Some of you might have got a ping because 6 people have already bought their tickets. So thank you very much to them. We'll include it with the information about the recording that you'll get tomorrow. We'll include a link to buy your tickets. And we'll keep them exclusive to this group of us for the next few days before we start publicising it and announcing it to people. So it's been fantastic. I'm sure you'll all agree the last, 15 weeks or so we've been together now. So it'd be quite nice if we can to keep as many of the same group together. If you want to join us, do that and book in the next few days to make sure you get in. The story of 20th century London. So this one is going to be running again in March from the 10th of March. I think it's Wednesday, the 10th of March. Again, we'll send you a link in the email tomorrow. So if you know anybody who might be interested in doing this, then do get them to book. Any other announcements?
I've just spotted a question from Julie. She just said, any idea why London's West End theatre prices are so much less expensive than Broadway? Well, the simple answer, maybe there isn't a simple answer, but one of the reasons is because, quite frankly, actors in the West End are paid a lot less than their Broadway counterparts. They're actually paid about a third less on a weekly basis than actors on Broadway. And that's, I have to say, largely due to the fact that actors, all, of course, historically had to be part of a union called Equity, and that all got sort of dismantled by Mrs. Thatcher in the 1980s. So collective bargaining and all that got affected by that. So that's part of the reason that actors get such a raw deal, quite frankly, in the West End, yeah. Would you agree, fellow...
Yes, but they are getting close to Broadway prices now. I think even just 5 years ago, they were quite a bit less, but I think they're creeping up now.
the salaries have
premium pricing and all this sort of stuff.
Mary, why don't you tell them what your wage was, your first job on the West End?
Oh, I think it was £26 a week.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that would have bought you a two-bedroom flat back then.
Well, not quite, but it was £26 a week, yeah.
Yes.